Lesson 7, The Eternal Importance of Families. Objective: each young man will understand that the family is the most important organization now and in eternity. Preparation. 1. Materials needed. A. Scriptures for each young man. B. Pencils for marking scriptures. C. A slip of paper or card for each young man. 2. If the Family Home Evening Video Supplement 53276 is available in your area, show segment 1, Fortifying Your Family. Note: up to this point in the young men's lives, they have probably had little experience with organizations other than that of their own families. But as they gain more independence and freedom, they will often be drawn away from their families to other interests and activities. Emphasize that although other activities are useful and important to a young man, the family plays the central role in both time and eternity. Be sensitive to the different family situations of the young men you teach. End of note. Suggested lesson development. The family is the most important organization now and in eternity. Chalkboard. Explain that the world is filled with clubs and unions and organizations of many kinds. What are some organizations and clubs in your community? List the young men's activities on the chalkboard. Be sure the word family is on the list. Discussion. Which organization on this list is the most important? Help them conclude that it is the family. Why is the family the most important organization you will ever belong to? Because it is eternal. It is God-given. We can develop our best habits and traits in the home. Quotation and discussion. President Spencer W. Kimball said, "The family is the basic unit of the kingdom of God on earth." Ensign, May 1978, Strengthening the Family, the Basic Unit of the Church. And now, my beloved brethren, may I say something about the great priesthood responsibility of fulfilling our role of patriarch in the home? This role becomes more vital with each passing day as new challenges to the strength and sanctity of the home arise. The family is the basic unit of the kingdom of God on earth. The church can be no healthier than its families. No government can long endure without strong families. Never before have there been so many insidious influences threatening the family as today around the world. Many of these evil influences come right into the home through television, radio, magazines, newspapers, and other forms of literature. Brethren, as patriarchs in your homes, be worthy watchmen. Be concerned about the types of programs your family is watching on television or hearing on radio. There is so much today that is unsavory and degrading, so much that gives the impression that the old sins of Sodom and Gomorrah are the in thing to do today. There are magazines today publishing pictures and articles which likewise beckon to the baser instincts of men and women and young people. There are newspapers around the world which, seeking greater circulation, boldly flaunt sex. Some of our newspapers continue to publish illustrated advertisements which are basely provocative, inviting their readers to pornographic motion pictures. It is in such advertisements and motion pictures where seeds are sown for rape, unfaithfulness, and the most repulsive of deviant sexual transgressions. Brethren, be vigilant on what enters your home through the printed word as well as the electronic media. Guard against radio and television programs that degrade. See that only good reading material enters your home. Subscribe to magazines which enrich the mind and uplift the soul. There are many good magazines, including our own church periodicals, The Ensign, New Era, and Friend. In some of the large cities of the world, such as London, Paris, Tokyo, New York, and São Paulo, there are a number of daily newspapers from which to make a choice. Bring to your home that newspaper which is most compatible with the teachings and standards of the church. Here in Salt Lake City, the world headquarters of the church, we are also concerned. Certainly a powerful force in helping this city and state achieve its high standards has been the Deseret News. This newspaper has been a defender of our convictions relative to such moral issues as liquor, pornography, and abortion. It is vital to a safe, clean city and state, which are the heart of our growing worldwide church. As the Deseret News, with the Church News, strengthens our city and our state, Our newspaper can also strengthen the homes of you brethren residing in this area of the world headquarters of the church. Brethren, by being alert to that which enters your home, you can do much in helping your family seek that which is virtuous, lovely, or of good report, or praiseworthy. Article of Faith 13. Why do you think Heavenly Father has put us in families? How can families help build up the kingdom of God? How have you been blessed in being part of a family? Chalkboard activity. Write the following titles on the chalkboard. Family, church, school, other places. Read the following list of behaviors and have the young men tell where they first learned each behavior. To eat, to walk, to speak, to play, to pray, to love, to be friendly, to have faith, to be forgiving, to be thoughtful, to be kind, to be loyal, to be honest, to be clean, to be courageous, to be courteous, to be reverent, to show respect, to be helpful. How have you learned these things in your home? How can you help your home be a better place? Have the young men read 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. What does this scripture tell us about our relationship with our Heavenly Father? We are His sons, and He loves us. Have the young men read and mark Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, to further emphasize the relationship. Besides here on earth, where else will there be families? In the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. Why do you think it is important that family relationships continue after we die? You can make a difference in your family. Chalkboard and discussion. What must we do to help our family become an eternal celestial family? Write sealed and worthy on the chalkboard. Story and discussion. President Philip Sontag told this story about a time he was serving as a mission president in New Zealand. A new missionary told him that his family had been taught the gospel by missionaries while living in Scotland. Everyone had joined the church but his father. The family later moved to Australia, where the young man grew up and was called on a mission. When the young man was set apart, the stake president promised him that if he were faithful and worked hard while on his mission, his family would be united in the gospel and would eventually be sealed in the temple. The young elder said he wanted that more than anything in the world. In interviews with President Sontag, the elder always asked, "President, am I a good missionary?" Finally, with 3 months of his mission left, the elder asked a different question. "President, why hasn't my dad joined the church?" President Sontag assured him that the Lord would keep his promises. The elder said, "Well then, I'm going to be a better missionary." With tears streaming down his face, he added, "I'm going to work every waking hour so I can complete my part of the agreement." This he did, and he was instrumental in baptizing several families. The time passed quickly. 1 week before he left, the elders, soon to be released, were brought to the mission home for a special fireside with the mission president. After the meeting, the elder was very nervous and asked for another interview. President Sontag took him into the bedroom, and the elder asked, "President, can I call my dad?" President Sontag said, "Yes." The elder called 2 hours later, and his mother answered. After the excited greetings, the elder asked, "Mom, how is Dad?" His mother replied that she could see no change. After a pause, the elder said, "Let me talk to Dad." When the father came to the phone, the elder said, "Dad, I've worked as hard as I can, and I've been successful, but my mission means nothing to me if my own family is not united in the church. So I challenge you to be baptized next Saturday when I get off the plane." There was a long wait. Then the words, "Saturday, son?" "Yes, Dad, Saturday." Another long wait then. "All right, my son, all right." The phone was hardly back on the hook when there was a shout for joy that nearly shook the mission home roof off. When the elder arrived at the airport the following Saturday, there was no one to meet him. Finally, the bishop arrived and assured him that everything was fine. They drove to the stake center, and when the bishop pushed back the door to the font, standing in white clothes, already in the water, was his father. The elder put on his own white clothes, and with tears in his eyes, he raised his arm to the square and baptized his father. They got dressed, and the elder confirmed his dead. Standing close by, the stake president said, "Elder, would you come into my office so I can release you as a missionary?" What did the missionary do that showed he really cared about his family and wanted them to become an eternal family? He wanted his father to be baptized. He loved his family. He worked hard as a missionary. He challenged his father to be baptized. What can you do to help your family become an eternal family? What can you do to bring a spirit of love into your home? Conclusion. Challenge. Explain that just as the missionary cared enough to do something to unite his family, so each young man can make a contribution to his own family. Have each young man decide on something he will do to show he appreciates his family and wants it to be united. The project could be one that involves the whole family or singles out one member. Give each young man a slip of paper or a card to write down his commitment. Ask him to bring it to priesthood meeting next week and to be prepared to tell what effect it had on him and his family. End of Lesson 7, The Eternal Importance of Family.